And we got a guy coming on the phone. Can I do it right
do it
here
the proper
for
way.
Once?
Yes.
Yes. Here to talk about this weekend's Eagles matchup, former Eagle linebacker Gary Cobb, who also co-hosts the Fox 29 Eagles Pregame Live and the G. Cobb Birds Report Weekly Podcast, presented exclusively by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, backed by the number one casino in PA. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Good morning, Gary Cobb.
How you guys doing this morning?
All right, Gary. Listen, I want to get started here, and we may have touched on a little bit of an issue at the very end of the first hour, and that is about player safety. And I made, I guess, a rather striking comment that I think the players are responsible for player safety, and you can't legislate it from the top down. So first, let me get your thoughts on that. Am I right there, or is it even possible for the league to somehow mandate that everybody play this game in a safer fashion?
Well, I definitely think the players play a key role in it, and that's why the league tries to promote, look, you know, you should be thinking about the guys you're playing against. I mean, you don't want certain things done to you, so you need to think about everybody's well-being. But, you know, guys get caught up into the game, though, and they're just going, you know, I don't think Vontaze Burfict, I think he's just off the charts, but you know, you get caught up in the competitive nature of the game, and so sometimes things happen. I mean, it is a violent sport, so injuries are going to occur. Guys are going to get hit in the head, but I think that it's definitely they're trying to steer things to where they're less head injuries. Guys don't play utilizing their helmet as a weapon, and I think that has reduced. Because it used to be a thing. I mean, I knew I was always out. I want to get the big hit, which was the helmet on somebody's chin, you know? So I definitely think this, you know, it's going to take a while, you know, to get some of these things out of the game, less head injuries and guys not using the helmet as a weapon. But right now, I think that they're doing the best they can, but I know the league is ultimately responsible. So a lot of the guys that are on the committee that are making these decisions are a lot of former players, some great players, but it's nearly an impossible situation to get things done immediately. It's going to take some time.
All right, but Gary, you just said the league is ultimately responsible. And what I'm asking you is, why is the league ultimately responsible for Donovan Jones on Tampa Bay after Marcus Peters picks that ball off and runs in the end zone? And Jones literally tries to decapitate him inside the end zone. I mean, why isn't that Donovan Jones' fault, not the NFL's fault?
It is Donovan Jones' fault, but the league has to penalize him in order to, you know, it's just like, policing a city. You know, you got to have laws. Now, ultimately, the city can't, you know, make sure every citizen is lawful, but they can't penalize them when they do break the law. I mean, you know, when you got all those guys out there on the field, there are going to be times when a guy does something like, I mean, that was a shot there, man. I didn't think they talked about it enough. I mean, what a shot that Marcus Peters got hit with. Once he got in that end zone, I mean, you know, and a lot of times the offensive linemen deliver shots like that because they're not used to tackling people,
right,
you know. And
but
that was a lethal shot, man. I was going like, man, I was shocked that he got up.
I know. So G. Cobb, obviously Gary Cobb joining us here on This Week in Pro Football. We'll turn quickly to the Eagles. I don't know about you. I found it tough to talk about this game just because it seems to be kind of an open and shut situation. Is there something that you've noticed as you've watched and you're previewing the game, checking things out, that the Eagles should be concerned with regarding the New York Jets on Sunday?
Well, I think it's the Jets' defense. I mean, they are very good at getting turnovers, and they've scored more points than their offense. So I think that's the thing that concerns you, is that if you do turn the ball over, they are going to play for turnovers. And they've got a good defense. They've got some outstanding players. And you got somebody like Jamal Adams, their safety, their Pro Bowl safety. I mean, he's as good as any safety in the game. And they're probably going to have him matched up against Zach Ertz. And they're going to try to take Zach out of the game with Jamal Adams. And the Eagles are probably going to have to look elsewhere. I mean, they're not going to not throw the ball at all to Zach. But they know that they got better opportunities other places. So that'll be interesting, that matchup there. C.J. Mosley is an excellent linebacker. Leonard Williams is an outstanding young defensive lineman. So they've got some good players. It's just that they play basically a bend-but-don't-break defense. They're going to give you short things. They try to take away the big play. So the Eagles have got to take care of the football. Carson's got to continue to play the way he is. Now, I will say Carson is playing great football. He's seeing the field very well. He's not trying to do too much. I love the way in the game against the Packers where he ran, used his legs down in the red zone, but he slid when the tackles got near him. That way he takes care of his health, and he's able to utilize his legs as well, but he's always looking to throw the ball first, and it just seems like he's seeing everything very well. So I think that he's going to take care of the football, move the ball against the Jets. They should be able to score, but it's going to take marching down the field. The Jets are going to try to take away the big play. So I think that the key is going to be taking care of the football. If they do that, they should be able to stop the Jets, because Luke Falk, I mean, the guy's got a weak arm. He's not that much of a quarterback, but, you know, you're talking about their third-string quarterback, and, you know, you stop Le'Veon Bell by putting all the people in the box, and it should be a job you should be able to do. So even though you look at the Eagles secondary, I tell you, there are guys in the Eagles secondary that most of the fans, Eagle fans, couldn't even identify. People, you know, like Craig James, who made the big play in the last game. Ryan Lewis. Who is Ryan Lewis, you know? And then, you know, you've also got Orlando Scandrick back there. So you got people that weren't on the football team at the beginning of the season. So
You got Luke Falk out there. Hey, I think that could be Orlando Bloom in the Eagles secondary, and I just can't get worried about it, Gary. I don't know. I would ask you, as a veteran guy, a guy who played on three teams, but was a respected veteran in the locker room. If you're on the Eagles now, and you have a game tomorrow against a team that I just can't imagine the Eagles. You know, they've never lost to the Jets. They're 10-0 against the Jets in the history of the franchise.
How about that?
But you have this crucible coming up, Gary. We got three road games, three tough venues. How do you keep your younger guys even focused on a game like this tomorrow?
Well, the big thing you want to do is you want to talk about having a fast start. You want to come out there and jump on this team. And as a team, you'd like to be putting in subs at halftime, you know, where you don't, that game is over. And that's the way they got to be thinking. They want to come out and jump on the Jets. And be thinking of playing good football at the start of this game, because if they do play well, you know, the game will be over by, you know, the halftime of the third quarter. So that's what they want to think of doing, because the Jets are not a good football team. But, you know, the Eagles just need to play the way they're capable, and they'll get this thing over with rather quickly. But if you let them stay around, then, you know, you got excitement you don't want to happen. So the big thing is getting off to a fast start, and this Eagles offense needs to get off to a fast start, because they're going to need it when they got the Vikings and the Cowboys and these other teams that are coming up. So this is really a game where they want to start elevating their play, and I think the offense is well on their way to doing it. The defense, though, they've got some work to do, and it's good that they're playing the Jets.
Gary, are you prepared now for your official This Week in Pro Football prediction for the game tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I feel good about this game. I think the Eagles are prepared, even though they got the injuries they have. You know, I see like a 27-6 game.
All right.
I don't think they're going to have a lot of trouble with the Jets. And I think this team is ready to take the step to the next level. And I like the love way Carson's playing. So I see them being sharp, come out, jump on the Jets quickly, get it over. But, yeah, 27-6, I see. And, of course, if anybody wants to hear the details of it, they can check out the G-Cobb Birds report the podcast, which is available on Apple Podcasts and Google Play. And make sure you check it out, because we talk about the previous game that was just played, and we also talk about the upcoming game. So you get a lot of information about what's happening with these teams and what's going on with the Eagles if you check out the my podcast.
All right, and you're also the host of Fox 29 Eagles Pregame Live, which is on tomorrow. And we look forward to watching that too, Gary. So thanks a lot for coming on. And when the Eagles start this crucible of games starting next week, we'll really look forward to your comments on that, all right?
I hope they're ready for it. And if anybody can play cornerback, give the Eagles a call.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.